In New York City, tensions flared after a grand jury on Staten Island decided not to indict a white police officer in the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man. That fueled protests around the country. Well, now another grand jury in New York will be hearing evidence after the death of an unarmed black man. He was shot by a rookie police officer. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Friends and family say Akai Gurley was a good guy whose only crime was being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He was a very sweet and nice person. He was a very good dad. He loved spending time with his girls, as he would say.
That's his girlfriend, Kimberly Ballinger. She says Gurley was a good father to their 2-year-old daughter, Akaila, and to her older daughter, Kamaya. Ballinger remembers her last conversation with Gurley in November.
He told me he was at the gym and that he purchased some tights for Kamaya because she had picture day for school the next day, and he'll be home soon.
Akai Gurley was 28 years old when he was killed by a single bullet from the gun of NYPD officer Peter Liang in the dimly lit stairwell of a high-rise housing project in East New York, Brooklyn. Gurley and a friend were heading down the stairs. The police were apparently conducting a routine patrol one flight above Gurley when Liang's gun went off. The next day, Police Commissioner William Bratton described the incident as an accident.
What happened last night was a very unfortunate tragedy. The deceased is based on our preliminary investigation, total innocent, was not engaged in any criminal activity of any type.
Officer Liang and his partner were both rookies. Bratton said they were assigned to a housing project that had seen a recent uptick in crime. But to some, that alone does not explain why Officer Liang had his gun drawn. Scott Reinecke is a lawyer for Gurley's girlfriend, Kimberly Ballinger.
A police officer has to justify the need to not only use his gun, but the need to have his gun unholstered and in his hand. And in this case, I don't think you could justify having a gun out. There was no threat of imminent harm or danger in this situation.
Officer Liang hasn't spoken publicly since the incident. Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson is expected to present evidence about it to a grand jury starting this month. Observers say Thompson will be under extra scrutiny because of recent cases in Ferguson, Missouri, and Staten Island, where grand juries decided not to indict white police officers involved in the deaths of unarmed black men. Dolores Jones Brown is a former prosecutor who now teaches at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
I think this grand jury will be under pressure to justify its decision, and I think the prosecutor will have to be very mindful of how he instructs this grand jury about the law in order to end up with a decision that will have some legitimacy.
At the housing project in Brooklyn, where Akai Gurley died, many residents think Officer Liang should face criminal charges. Jenny Sowell is one of them.
They shouldn't be running through the hallway with no guns out. It's obvious that the cop had out his gun, and that's not right. That young boy did not deserve to die that way. Now when I go in the building, I don't take the staircase at night because you never know what's going to happen.
But Jason Johnson, who is visiting family at the housing project, has some sympathy for Officer Liang and other police who do a difficult job.
So I understand him going into the hallway with his gun out. Even though I knew Akai Gurley and, you know, I love him very dearly, I can't fault the police officer because it was an accident. It wasn't like he shot the guy on purpose, you know. I got to give the police department the benefit of the doubt because their job is to protect us.
Whether or not a grand jury decides to indict Officer Liang, his legal troubles are just beginning. The lawyer for Akai Gurley's girlfriend has already announced that he'll sue Officer Liang, the city, and the police department for $50 million. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.